And because of the movement of the Lord's love,
所以他们就要为主做见证。
Today they are here to testify for God.
那我们大家都是很轻松啊。
And we are having a good time.
可以坐着享受。
Because we can sit back, enjoy, and listen.
但是不要再睡觉哈。
But let us not slumber.
睡醒的人要起来。
And those who have awoken need to be properly awake.
神的光就要光照你们。
And therefore the light of God shall be shown unto you.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together and ask God to guide us.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
是这个见证也是一样，按照老规矩哈，这个什么结束以前，是两分钟哈，还是几分钟就敲钟，反正钟一响的话，就知道时候差不多了哈。
We'll go by the same old rules as last time. We'll have a warning bell, meaning that in 2 or so minutes your time will be up. So please wrap up in that time remaining.
然后第一个结束的话，第二个紧接着再来。
And after the first person is done, the second person is invited to come up immediately following.
就好像是第一印结束叫第二印，第二印结束叫第三印，一印一印的来。
Like the opening of the seal is one, then the second, and so on, one after the other one.
好，那我们现在来请邱姐妹先上来做见证。
My sister Li Cho to testify for us.
请大家一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.
Amen. Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，在这里做感恩的见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I give a testimony as a sign of gratitude to God.
我是五岁受洗。
I was baptized when I was 5 years old.
是全家一起受洗的。
And I was baptized with my full family.
是七个人一起受洗。
In total, we were 7 baptized in this opportunity.
感谢主的保守和靠顾。
Thank God for His protection and guidance.
我一路走来都很顺。
And all the way has been very smooth.
我把我的一切交出在主的手中。
Because everything I have entrusted to God's hand.
包括我的婚姻。
Including my marriage.
感谢主。
Thank God.
在1992年我结婚。
In 1992, I was married.
虽然我先生不是我们真耶稣教会的。
although my husband was not from the True Jesus Church.
但是我觉得有信等于别信。
To me, to believe, to not believe was more or less the same.
他们全家全部是基督教。
And my husband's side, they were all Christians.
在我跟他结婚第三年的时候。
At the third year of us being married.
我的儿子出生了。
And my son was born.
在头一年的灵恩会。
And on the spiritual convocation, on the year later,
他就跟我儿子一起受洗。
And my husband was baptized together with my son.
归入我们真耶稣教会。
And was called under the name of the True Jesus Church. Thank God.
我是1999年来到美国纽约。
In 1999, I moved to New York in the United States.
我先生是早我一年，98年来的。
My husband actually came to the U.S. A year earlier in 98.
我记得当时我们都很忙。
I remember that during that time we were busy with many, many things.
都忙于工作。
We all were busy with work.
都忙于生活。
We were busy trying to make a living.
都没有时间去教会。
And there was no time at all for church.
在2005年开始。
In 2005.
我的身体就开始有点身体状况就有点变化。
I started to suffer a few complications in my health.
在一年之中，我的体重一直增加到20斤这样子。
In about a year's time, I gained 20 kilograms or 44 pounds.
我一直在检查，不知道什么原因。
And I don't know why the sudden weight gain.
在2007年。
In 2007.
2007年，我记得是在快要进入2008年的年尾。
I remember it was the spiritual convocation immediately preceding 2008.
我经过检查，在 MRI 那个检查，我发现我脑部长了一个瘤。
I had an MRI and a brain tumor was discovered on me.
这个瘤曾经出血过。
And this tumor had a sign of bleeding.
当时我记得医生问我，你有没有晕倒过这样的状况。
At that time when the doctor found out about my condition, he asked me whether I had fainted recently.
因为通常瘤的旁边出血过都有晕血的状况。
Because normally when there is bleeding, there is this sort of symptom.
但我没有。
But I hadn't suffered any bouts of unconsciousness.
然后我就开始全身检查，就要准备做手术。
I had a full body checkup in preparation for surgery.
2008四月份。
In April of 2008.
在四月十九号。
On April the 19th.
我的手术是这样子，就是说，它的名字是当鼻孔。
I had a surgery, which to address the.Tumor I was suffering from.
就是单鼻孔，就是右鼻孔这边进去，那个是显微的外科手术，是这样子。其实是外科的，就在显微镜下面做的一个手术。
And the surgery consists it is through the nostrils where a tube is inserted, and it's an invasive procedure of this sort.
感谢主，我在手术当天我就。跟我们教会的弟兄姐妹说，你要帮我带到。
I thank God that during the day of the surgery, I was able to entrust to the brothers and sisters of church to pray for me.
我相信祷告会加添我的信心。
Because I believe that prayer would strengthen my faith.
神一定会看顾，怜悯我。
That God would certainly take care of me and have mercy on me.
他一定会让我度过难关的。
He would absolutely lead me through this hard time.
我这次手术很成功。
And during that time, the surgery was very successful.
我在医院里面 ICU 两天，然后在普通病房两天，四天我就出院了。
And after being 2 days in the ICU and 4 days in normal care, I was discharged from the hospital.
好像使徒行传里面3:16讲的。使徒行传3:16。
It's like Acts chapter 3 verse 16 says.
我们因信他的名。
Because of our reliance in his name.
他的名就叫你们看见。
Your name makes you, your vision be opened.
所以认识了这人就健壮了。
And he who is such is a strong man.
正是他所赐的信心。
Like the faith that he offers.
在这人面前传染好了。
This person is such a person.
感谢主。
Thank God.
接着下来是我儿子，到第二年我儿子就移民进来了。
What happened is that the year later, my son immigrated to the U.S.
我还是忙。
And I was still busy.
他想去守安息日，我都没有时间陪他去。
My son wanted to go to church to keep the Sabbath, but I didn't really have the time to go with him.
有的是教会姐妹带他去的。
Sometimes brothers and sisters would give him a ride to church.
过了一段时间，他就不想去了。
After a certain period of time, he decided he didn't want to go any longer.
我有跟我先生商量。
And I discussed the matter with my husband.
虽然很想让他去。
We really wanted him to go and do the right thing.
真的心有余而力不足。
But we didn't have enough strength inside us to make that happen.
然后又过了一年。
A year passed.
在2001年3月份的时候。
And on March of 2011.
也是我们在计划买房子的时候。
It is when we were trying to look for a house.
我先生他是在餐馆里面开车。上班每一天都要开车的。
My husband worked in a restaurant and he would drive every day.
有一天工作的时候。
One day during work.
他被四个差不多二十几岁的黑人抢劫了。
He was robbed by four black men.
他们打了他的头。
And they struck his head.
还抢了他的钱跟的。跟食物全部被他抢。
And they sold the food he was carrying and also his money.
记得那天晚上我接到他的电话的时候。
I remember that very night when I received his phone call.
我还问他你有没有事。
I asked him, are you okay?
他说医生现在，我现在在医院，医生现在在帮我做检查。
And he told me, I'm in the hospital right now, I'm going through some diagnostics.
然后那天晚上他就回来了，他说医生说没事。
And we were told that nothing really happened to my husband, so he was allowed to come home that same night.
从那天以后，他一直头都是晕的。
And from that day on, he had constant dizziness.
我说你不是说没事吗？怎么头你一直在晕呢？
So I asked him, you said you were okay, but why are you feeling dizzy all the time?
他一直去家庭医生检查。
He went to the family doctor once and once again for checkups.
然后吃药检查，这一个月又过去了，头还是晕的。
And a month passed, and still he was going to the doctor constantly taking medicine, but still with no avail.
然后医生就安排了他做那个 MRI.
So the doctor recommended an MRI.
发现他脑部也发现了一个比我更大的瘤。
And they discovered an even bigger tumor than I had before.
大有这么大。
It's about an inch and a half in diameter that big.
我只不过是他三分之一。
The tumor that I had was only a third of that.
那个时候我就想。
So I thought to myself at that time.
为什么
？Why?
我就问医生为什么这个病是不是会传染的
？I asked the doctor whether this sickness was hereditary.
医生说这个是不会传染的。
The doctor said that is not hereditary.
那我就问他。
So I asked,
像我们这样子夫妇全部得这个病，你们有没有发现过这样子？
Have you ever had any case where husband and wife have suffered from the same condition, namely brain tumor?
我的家庭医生，
my family doctor,
还有他的主治医生都说没有。
And his supervisor said they never seen such a case.
然后呢，他就开始检查。
Then they started with examinations.
发现这个瘤已经把他视野只不过在现在是这样子的。
and discover that that his field of vision had been reduced to merely seeing a little of the sides only.
比如说王弟兄现在在我旁边，他根本是看不到的。
For example, if my husband was standing where I am, he wouldn't see the brother standing next to me.
就是说这个瘤已经影响他的视野。
This tumor actually already started affecting his vision.
他每天都要开车出去的。
Every day he would need to drive to work.
从来没有发生什么意外的。
When, never did he have any accident.
然后我就帮他开始找医生。
So we started looking for a doctor for him.
因为我曾经做过同样的手术。
Because I had undergone the same procedure, the same surgery.
所以我帮他找更好的医生。
Therefore, I knew to look for a better physician than I had in the past.
然后呢，医生说你这个。要尽快的做手术。
The doctor said that you must immediately, urgently, do the surgery.
所以他在发现这个瘤之后，还没一个星期，他就要开始做手术。
So it wasn't even a week since the tumor was discovered that we are already making the preparations for the surgery.
在同年的四月二十六号。
On April the 6th of the same year.
我记得很清楚那一天。
April 26th, I remember very clearly what happened.
也是他做手术的那一天。
Because that was the day he underwent surgery.
11点30分他进去手术室。
He entered the operating room at 11:30.
在手术之前，还没推到手术室之前，我跟他讲。
And before he was taken to the operating room, I told him.
我跟他讲，你不要怕。
I told him, do not be afraid.
因为我们有主耶稣依靠。
Because we have Jesus in whom we rely.
你只要心里祷告就好。
Only pray in your heart and that will be it.
那次我记得我是跟我姐姐一起陪她去做这个手术。
I remember that day my sister was also with us, accompanying my husband.
我跟她讲，我跟姐姐会在外面手术室外面等你。
And I told him, my sister and I will be waiting for you here.
在外面为你为祷告。
Yes, and we will be praying outside the operating room for you.
下午四点半的时候。
At 4:30 in the afternoon.
手术结束了。
It was the end of surgery.
然后呢，十分钟之后，医生告诉我。
And after 10 minutes, the doctor came and told me.
我有一件好消息。
I have a good news for you.
还有一件不好消息告诉你。
Oh, but also I have bad news.
那我先把好消息告诉你。
And he told me, I will tell you the good news first.
你先生的瘤已经大概清理90%。
90% of the tumor has been cleared and removed from your husband.
清理很好。
And the cleaning process was very smooth.
那我接下去告诉你一个坏消息。
But then I'm afraid have bad news.
他有一个小的血管爆裂了。
He had had an aneurysm, a burst blood vessel.
他还需要做一个修补血管的手术。
So we need to have a follow-up surgery to remediate that problem.
我本以为我先生手术是跟我一样的。
In the beginning, I thought that he would go through the same process that I did.
手术之后很快就复原的。
And because in my case, after I had surgery, I recovered very quickly.
那我只好现在要帮他再次签手术同意书，要帮他修补这个手术，只好我又通了签了再一次的手术同意书。
So once again, the only route I had was to sign a waiver to authorize the surgery.
我记得这个时候的，我就开始打电话告诉教会的。
I remember that at that time, immediately I started making phone calls to the church.
告诉教会姐妹弟兄要帮我。先生祷告
asking the brothers and sisters to pray for my husband.
因为他手术这件事情，他说我们只要祷告，自己祷告就好。
Originally, what my husband said, you know, if we pray about it, that should be good enough.
因为他觉得这个很简单的手术。
Because he felt like it wasn't a very major surgery.
因为他在我身上看到觉得很简单的一个手术。
This thought he had because he's seen my case, which everything went very, very smooth.
好了，他现在又开始做这个修补的手术。
So once again, this follow-up surgery started.
4个小时过后。
After 4 hours had passed,
他这个手术又做了四个小时。
They went into 4 other hours of surgery.
医生又出来了。
And the doctor finally came out.
他告诉我。
And he told me.
你知道吗？小的血管止住了。
You know what? The small vessel that burst is now repaired.
但是很不幸，又有一个更大的血管又爆掉了。
But I'm sorry, now a bigger blood vessel has burst.
你现在又要做另外一个更大的手术。
We need to do an even major surgery right now.
就是要开这个头颅。
So we need to make an incision through the scalp.
然后要把里面血流出来。
And also let the blood out.
因为现在头部全部是血。
And because now the whole brain is flooded with blood.
我记得很清楚，那个医生手是抖的跟我讲。
I remember that when the doctor was telling me these words, he was physically, literally shaking.
他说你现在又要签手术同意书。
And he told me, I do need you to sign once again.
因为你先生现在很紧急，
Because this is a very urgent and dangerous situation.
因为血压一直在飙升。
The blood pressure is rising fast.
如果你不签这个手术同意书的话，我不知道你一定要快签，就是说现在就是说血压高了会让他这个会中风。
I ask you to please sign the waiver right now. The blood pressure is rising. If we delay, he will get a stroke.
也可能因为这样子会失去生命。
And because of this, his life is in danger.
然后呢，我就问医生，
So I asked the doctor.
那如果真的最坏的他是怎么样子？
So, how is the progression going to be?
就是说最坏的，就是说他现在已经爆了血管，他以后最坏的是症状是怎么样子？最好是怎么样子的？
That is to say, what would be the best and worst prognosis for his case?
他说最坏就是失去生命。
He said, well, the worst thing that can happen is that he can lose his life.
就是说最好的就是中风。
And the best we can hope for is just a stroke.
然后我又签了那个手术的同意书。
So I did sign the waiver that they placed in front of me.
这个时候我就开始在手术室里面开始跪下来祷告。
And that time I knelt down in the operating room and prayed.
好像在诗篇里面的55:1-2.
Just like Psalm chapter 55, verse 1 and 2 say.
55:1, 神啊，求你留心听我的祷告。
Chapter 55, verse 1, give ear to my prayer, O God.
不要隐藏不听我的恳求。
And do not hide yourself from my supplication.
求你侧耳听我。
Attend to me and hear me.
应许我。
Hear me.
我哀默不安。
I am restless in my complaint.
发出哀恨。
And moan noisily.
现在这个时候呢，医生又在为他做手术。
So the doctor went in again to proceed with the surgery.
这个手术在我做这个手术，我先生在手术做这个手术的时候
，When my husband was undergoing the surgery，
有一个教会的弟兄他就来了。
There is a church brother who came。
我记得一直在里面祷告祷告。
I remember praying and praying and praying。
一直是流泪祷告。
All the time in tears。
到12:00的时候
，When 12:00 struck，
医生又出来了。
The doctor came again。
他说你的先生手术已经结束了。
And told to me, the operation has been completed.
但是还没有度过危险期。
But the danger period has not passed yet.
他现在是处于那个昏迷的状况中。
Right now he is unconscious.
但是你们可以去加护病房去看他。
But you are allowed to go to the ICU to visit him.
然后我就跟那个弟兄跟我讲， 一起去了加护病房。
The brother came to the hospital and myself went to the ICU to see my husband.
当我看到他的时候
，When I saw him，
他眼睛是闭的
，His eyes were closed，
全身和嘴都是插满管子
，And his mouth all over his body were tubes and catheters，
头顶还开了一个三寸长的。
On his head was a 3-inch wide wound.
是一个洞哈。
It was actually a hole.
他们都是美国的医生，都是用钉书机来钉着，很恐怖那个。
And the way they close the sutures is actually with some sort of staple. It's very scary to see.
头发全部是血块来的。
And on his hair, there were blood clots all over.
可以看到他脸上都是，虽然擦过都是血迹来的。
And although people, the nurses has tried to clean his face, you could still see the marks where the blood flowed and bled.
我叫他，他都没反应。
I called on him, but there was no reply.
然后我们就在加护病房祷告。
And then we prayed in the ICU.
这个时候，我的儿子也进来了。
At that time, my son arrived at the hospital and came in.
我儿子还叫他一声爸爸。
And my son called dad.
他想睁开眼睛，但是都没办法睁开。
My husband wanted to open his eyes to see us, but he really couldn't.
又过了一个小时。
An hour passed.
那个护士叫我们回家休息。
And the nurse told us to go home and get some rest.
他说：“你先生整晚全部是昏迷的。”
Saying, "Your husband can't hear you because he's unconscious."
你们还是回家休息吧。
You need to go home and get some rest.
因为你先生还需要你。
Because your husband still needs you.
我没想到。
I never thought.
没想到我在 ICU 里总共是三十天。
That I was destined to be in the ICU for 30 days.
诗篇里面二十三章的四节。
In Psalm 32, verse 4.
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷。
23. Although I traverse through the shadow of the valley of death.
也不怕遭害。
I still do not fear.
因为有你与我同在。
For you are with me.
你的杖、你的杆都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff comfort me.
我只能靠着祷告。
I could only rely on prayer.
所以我决定当天晚上就回家祷告。
So I decided to heed the advice of the nurse, go home and pray.
当第二天我早上七点半就开始到医院的时候。
The second day when I arrived at the hospital again at 7:30 a.m.
当我第一眼看到我先生的时候
And when I took a first glance at my husband,
感谢主
Thank God.
他一看到我就问
When he saw me, he asked,
就问我你昨天晚上到哪里去了
Where did you go last night?
因为他认得我
Because he could actually sense that I was there the night before.
说明他意思是清醒的。
Meaning that he had some degree of consciousness.
他可以开口讲话。
He was able to open his mouth and speak.
说明他情况没有那么差。
And telling me that his condition wasn't absolutely bad.
从那天开始。
From that day on.
他就像小孩子一样。
He was like a child.
他也不要护士。
He didn't want the nurses to take care of him.
他要我在身边。
He wanted me to be by his side.
他说我很想听到你的祷告声。
He told me, I really want to hear the sound and the voice of your prayers.
因为他感到祷告声能让他感觉平安。
Because to him, the sound of prayer brought him peace.
约翰十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
我留下平安给你们。
Peace I live with you.
我将我的平安赐给你们。
My peace I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Not as the world gives do I give to you.
你们心中不要忧愁。
Let not your heart be troubled.
不要胆怯。
Neither let it be afraid.
还有十六章的三十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 33.
我将这些事情告诉你们。
These things I have spoken to you.
是叫你们在我里面有平安。
That in me you may have peace.
在世上你们有苦难。
In the world you will have tribulation.
但是你们可以放心。
But be of good cheer.
我已经胜了世界。
I have overcome the world.
好，出那以后。
From that time on.
我每天就是靠着祷告。
Every day I relied on prayer.
很多弟兄姐妹每天都来医院。
Many brothers and sisters came to see me.
为他祷告
to see my husband and pray for
那我很感动
him, and that really touched me.
我记得一个弟兄跟我说
I remember that a brother told me.
我会让李先生的名字放在真耶稣教会的网络上面
I will place a prayer request about your husband on the prayer network in the church.
让更多的人为他祷告
so that more members can pray for his condition.
接下去就是还是一系列的血管的爆裂手术
What followed were more surgeries to seal more blood vessels that were bursting.
这边修了那边又爆
If one was fixed, another one somewhere else burst.
然后一系列检查
And also, there were constant checkups.
每四个小时就要抽六桶的血去检查。
Every 4 hours, there need to be blood extracted for examinations.
每一次手术。
Each surgery.
我都是靠着祷告。
Was dealt with by prayer.
每一次手术都是六七个小时。
Each surgery lasts 6 to 7 hours.
隔一天就要去。照 cut skin 就是 X 光那个
and the next day it will be the day to perform a CAT scan on
又发现状况
they discover a condition
又需要做手术
and once again he went back to the operating room
在他做手术的第二天
the second day following that
应该是第三天吧
or rather the third day
我回家拿我换洗衣服的时候
I went home to do laundry and change
我就收到医院的账单
I received the medical bill from the hospital
就他手术当天的手术费
Just the fee for the surgery during that same day
就有一万多美金
It was $10,000 and above that
然后我先生在 ICU 里面一系列手术，他的后面头发全部掉了。
And because of the surgeries that they had performed, my husband he lost all the hair on the back of his head.
整整瘦了将近30斤吧。
And he probably lost 30 kilograms of weight.
感谢神。
Thank God.
就是说在我买房子之前他发生这样的事情
that this occurred before we bought a house
因为如果我买了这些房子
because if we had bought the house before this happened to him
这么多的手术费我都投不到怎么应付
I would have no idea how to deal with all these medical fees
在6月3号我先生出院了。
On the third, my husband was discharged from the hospital.
他那个时候我都不知道是怎么样子，就是他手术之后都是躺在那个床上。
I had no idea what was going on, nor how to deal with it. But my husband was basically bedridden.
整个人老了很多。
And this caused me a lot of trouble and worry.
看起来好像 老了他三十年这样子，看起来可以看到六十多岁。
And he actually looked much much older than he was. He seemed 30 years older. He looked like he was 60.
他还没办法自己起来走路。
And he wasn't able to get up on his own and walk.
本来他要接疗养院的。
Originally, he was to be sent to a nursing home.
但是他不想去疗养院。
But he didn't want to go to such a place.
然后我就祷告神。
So I prayed to God.
我说，神啊，你如果让他回接回家，那你要让我更强壮。
And I told God, if you want to announce your will that you want to take my husband home, you have to make me stronger.
因为他没办法走路。
Because he is unable to walk.
我们的家庭都是在中国大陆。
And all our family is in mainland China.
我儿子才十五岁那个时候。
My son at that time was only 15 years old.
回到家只有我一个人在照顾他。
And I was the only one basically that could take care of him at home.
他回家的时候，
When my son came home,
我带了一大包的药回来。
I had a big bag of different medicines.
大概有十几二十种吧。
Probably 10, even 20 different types.
我每天要像护士一样的。
And every day I like a nurse.
每一次他的药定时要给他吃。
Would have to administer the medicine at the appropriate time.
还有每一天的药剂量是不要的，不一样的。
And every day the medicines would change.
然后我决定把他接回来。
So,
接回来。接回到家里。
And I decided to bring my husband home.
我推他出去的时候是用轮椅。
When I was pushing him out on the bed, I used much strength.
刚好我家是住在11楼。
But at home, we live in the 11th floor.
我说感谢主，那我照顾他方便很多。
I'm sorry, in the first floor, which made taking care of him much easier.
医生告诉我。
The doctor told me.
你一定要接他回去，可以。
It is okay, you can take him home.
但是他发生状况，你还要把他送回医院。
But if something happens to him, please rush him to the hospital.
我记得有在出院的几天吧，有一个传道来我们家里。
Remember that a few days after my husband was allowed to go home and came home, a preacher visited us.
我记得应该出院十天那个时候。
I think it was 10 days after my husband left the hospital.
是在安息日的下午，他们收完安息到我们家里。
After a Sabbath service in the afternoon one day, they came to our house.
还有几个弟兄姐妹呢。
Together with other brothers and sisters.
他们就围在他的床边。
So they surrounded my husband on his bed.
那一天他就在床上坐起来，一下子坐起来。
And in that day, he suddenly, on his own, he sat up on the bed.
然后去洗手间。
And then he went to the restroom.
那个传道吓了一跳。
And the preacher was astonished.
我说感谢神。
I said, thank God.
他慢慢慢慢的开始可以用拐杖可以自己走路。
And slowly, gradually, he managed to walk about with a cane.
感谢主。
Thank God.
在先生出院后的一个月。
A month after my husband left the hospital.
他可以去守安息日。
He was able to go to church to keep the Sabbath.
我们全家一起守安息日。
Our whole family was able to be at church during Sabbath.
我儿子在这段信仰也慢慢好起来。
And during that period of time, my son's faith also revived.
然后也在同一年的灵恩会去 New Jersey 的伊丽莎白教会，他得了圣灵。
And during spiritual convocation in New Jersey that same year, he received SSC. He received the Holy Spirit.
虽然我先生的他目前的状况不是完全恢复
although my husband is not 100% fully recovered
但是我感谢天上的父
still thank the heavenly father
我也在这里感谢不断为我们祷告的弟兄姐妹
and I also would like to hear thank all the brothers and sisters who have prayed for him
愿主纪念他们的辛劳
May God remember their labor
爱心
their love
然后还有 几个经节跟大家一起勉励
I have a few verses more to share with everyone
罗马书的八章三十五节
Romans chapter 8 verse 38
谁能使我们与耶稣的爱隔绝吗
Who can separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗
Is it tribulation?
是困苦吗
Is it suffering?
是逼迫吗
Is it persecution?
是饥饿吗
Is it hunger?
是赤身露体吗
Is it nakedness?
是危险吗
Is it threats?
是刀剑吗
Is it the sword?
罗马书的八章三十五节
Romans chapter 8 verse 38
三十七节对不起
I'm sorry, 37
然而靠着爱我们的主
Through the God who loves us
已经胜有余了
We have the victory
罗马书的五章三到五章三到五节
Romans chapter 5 verse 3 to 5
不但如此
Not only that
就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的
But we also glory in tribulations
因为患难生忍耐
Knowing that tribulation produces perseverance
忍耐生老练
And perseverance character
老练生盼望
And character hope
盼望不至于羞耻。
No hope does not disappoint.
因为所赐给我们的圣灵。
Because of the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
将神的爱浇灌在我们心中。
The love of God has been poured out into our hearts.
罗马书的十章十三节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
因为凡求告主名的。
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord.
就必得救
shall be saved
感谢主
thank God
去年2011年就是去年的11月份我跟我先生就参加了美国纽约州的希勒坡的那个举行的成人神训吧
thank God that last year on November of 2010 my husband and I attended NATS in New Jersey
在今年的十月份
and on October of this year
我们参加加拿大
we went to Canada
在多伦多教会举行的成人成训吧
for CNATS in the Toronto Church
我们在神训班
and now in NATS
里面受益良多
we are receiving much of God's teaching and truth
主恩丰溢
The Lord's blessing is overflowing.
虽然我先生他现在不是完全恢复
Although my husband is not fully recovered.
我愿此见证传扬奇妙的作为 和恩典
I am more than willing to preach and to testify about God's wondrous grace.
愿一切荣耀归于天上的真神
And may all glory be to our Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.